Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
In other words, some more Frank Sinatra and Count Basie from a CD titled It Might As Well Be Swing. I am thrilled to have two dear, not old friends, your dear friends, Dorothy Dot Coyle and Mary Beth Hare, in here. They are most recently the owners of Coyle and Hare, which is a, describe it for me. I've covered this through the many iterations. I don't know or even understand what consignment shop means.
We're gonna give
it's
you
like
a
the
new...
What I'm gonna tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is I thought it was like the coolest furniture art place I'd ever been in when it was in Bridgeport at the Bridgeport Art Center.
Keep going.
Okay. It was full. You know, one of the great things about it was filled with surprises.
Yes.
Don't doubt that for a second. What is it technically? What do you guys call it?
So it is consignment. It's really, we would say it's an emporium. It's a marketplace.
That's marketplace. I like that.
Yeah, for furniture and art, lighting and decor for the home that is pre-owned by somebody at some point. So
somebody with pretty good taste.
Yeah, absolutely. And some things are come to us, you know, barely used, and some things are, you know, have been in someone's home for decades perhaps, and just really beautiful pieces with so much character, and we're very
lucky.
One
of the great things for the layman, which I am in that crowd, there may be decorators who come in and go, oh, there's a so-and-so and a so-and-so, and that's the design chairs designed by so-and-so, and there's some very rarefied, famous designers. For me, on the other hand, if I had a big house, it'd be fantastic because I would just be able, I wouldn't care who the designer was. These are beautifully made things. Is that, Mary Beth, is that your aesthetic? When you take something on to try to sell, is it based on the combination of your mutual aesthetic feelings, or is it, hey, man, this could sell?
Oh, ouch. Well, of course we think it could sell, because anybody who wants to do consignment, you know, they're looking for some type of return at some point on an investment they made at some point. But generally, I mean, we have such a wide variety of consigners that lots of times people are in the position where they really have to move things along for a variety of circumstances because someone bought this condo or bought this home. So what are we going to do? So when we go in, you know, honestly, the good news for us, we don't have to have an aesthetic because we have 8,000 square feet.
Wow.
So we could have 80 aesthetics if we wanted to, you know, because, you know, we
cover
could
the
we
waterfront.
Could, right. We could put everything that's 32 inches high and 48 inches wide. We could have that section, or we could have everything that's blue or everything that's short or tall or cushioned or not cushioned. So generally speaking, every consigner just has a certain vibe to them, and either via email we can sort it out, or, you know.
How does someone become a consigner? What's a consigner?
Well, they contact us, and they know that they have items that they would like to put out in the marketplace. And they know, you know, obviously donation is always an option. We always say family, auction, consignment, donation, in that order.
Yeah.
If a person wants to, you know, jump into the marketplace and see that they can get, you know, some type of return financially. And some people just like the idea of consignment to give it to someone else because give someone else the opportunity to purchase it, I guess, because maybe they found it in consignment, or maybe they found it at a house sale, or they found it somewhere in a warehouse or at a mart sale or something like that. So we get a little of everything.
In this 8,000 square foot space at 3031 North Rockwell, which is incredibly accessible from Expressway and Lakeshore Drive. It's near the old Riverview, ladies and gentlemen, if that means anything to you, near Belmont and Western.
Right.
And just a stone's throw from the world's greatest dog training operation called the Wild School for Dogs. And a nice neighbor. I mean, it's a great neighborhood. With 8,000 square feet, how many pieces on a given day? And what is a piece? Is a piece of jewelry the same as a chair?
Well, we don't take jewelry, but
a
teacup.
Painting.
Painting. Well, right. But we, you know, we would take a coaster or, you know, if it's interesting, say it's a paper mache coaster, up to a sectional sofa, large armoire.
Yeah.
Anything big shows really well in our place because our place literally has
over a thousand
high ceiling and a low floor. So it's we can take anything. We can hang it on the wall. We can put it in the middle because our ceilings are about 20 feet high. And we're just a straight-up warehouse. It was an auto shop that got a new concrete floor, painted out white.
Yes, but you having been an architect and you having all this experience in staging events, you don't just throw this junk in there, this stuff in there. You don't, as if it were junk,
We photograph everything and we, you know, we really...
Yeah, we try and arrange it with care. I mean, everything that comes in, we try to give consideration to. We do take a lot of inventory, so just
it's always,
peddling that wheel, you know, you really got to stay on it and, you know, organize things. But we photograph on Mondays. We have a couple guys, Mike and Ricardo, who come in on Mondays and help organize. We have a really nice, we've got this wonderful woman, Heather, who went to Sotheby's and got her training in London.
Oh. Yeah,
so she catalogs for us, and she's just majestic in the way she writes an email or a description. Because you do have to love the thing. Otherwise, you probably shouldn't bother with this business. Because it is about things.
Yeah. Right. You can see, you have a lovely website, Coyle and Hair. It's COYLEANDHERR.com. When we come back, I'm keeping these pals of mine, even though it's Mother's Day, and they escape from their children, all the way till 11 to talk more about this and specifically about these items that are now there from, God, do you say the estate of Lois Weisberg?
From the commish.
I'm saying the life of Lois Weisberg.
Yes, exactly.
They're from the life of Lois Weisberg, the cultural affairs commissioner who had as interesting a life as anybody I ever know. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune news. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
Goodbye. No use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye.
Mary Beth Herr and Dot Coyle are in here now. They are the collaborators and owners of Coyle and Herr at 3031 North Rockwell Street. Coyle and Herr with two R's.com will get you there. You two had very accomplished, interesting lives before you. I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes or so talking about your lives before. You've been friends for a long time. You collaborated on various things before taking this leap, did you not?
We did.
Yep.
What were you doing, Dot?
Before this, I was...
You can't even remember nothing. This is what I was meant to do.
It seems like a really long time ago. Prior to launching Coyle and Herr, I was extremely fortunate to be director of tourism for the city of Chicago. Working,
you were great at it.
It was incredibly fun and just so exciting to promote the city and work for Lois Weisberg.
Right.
And Mayor Daley was in office at that time. So that was from 1990 to about 2011. So it was a good.
Wow, 20 years.
Really nice. Yeah. And that's where I got to meet MB. And so we became friends working on different projects together and just putting out.
And Mary Beth, you're an architect.
I am. Yep. Yeah. I got my degree down at U of I and moved to Chicago pretty much after graduation because we all kind of migrated up here from Champaign. And so I was the first. I wanted to get into preservation. So when I first came to Chicago, I took a job at Epstein & Sons and was doing corporate interiors. But I'd put my resume out there and Julia Snyderman Backrack, who's at the Park District, she tracked me down and I took a job up in Highland Park and I worked for this fabulous man who was an architect and a planner. So got into historic preservation up there on the residential end mainly. And then I met Jim Law, and Jim and I were on a panel at Building by Design for Illinois Arts Council.
Yeah.
So then I mildly stalked Jim Law. Mildly. It was not.
He's worth stalking.
Right. It was pre-social media, yeah. So it was not today's concept of stalking. But I would just call Jim and remind him that he had told me at this panel meeting that they were busy and they were moving over to the Cultural Center because they had this sliver of an office across from City Hall for 13 minutes.
Yeah.
So I got Jim to acquiesce to hire me. And then I went over there and then we minutes later moved into the library or to the Cultural Center, and the library was moving out the south end and we were moving in the north end. So there was Lois was fabulous because she had this little collection of architects, and the Bureau of Architecture had made some shifts. So there were a couple other guys with us, and it was just fun. I mean, Gallery 37 was starting up, and that was 90, I guess, when I got there, or 91 maybe. So Lois was pretty new, and Jim was new, and we were moving in. And
it was
you
two had the benefit of what I consider one of the most creative times that any, and this is city government, that any bureaucracy, the flowering of, thanks to Lois Weisberg and the cultural arm of the city bureaucracy, is unlike anything I can ever remember.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's even more remarkable now, like being away from it, because you can look back. Because
the
Botero sculptures were coming.
But even at the time, you knew it. Because once we met, you know, and it was just a really free-minded time, because for us, especially being architects, you know, we were looking at this building and what are you going to do with it? And then just one idea after another just kept popping. And then being out on Block 37, you know, we'd have to go over, we'd have to get the fire permits, and, you know, we'd go through City Hall. We had to follow all the processes, and people were just arm in arm making it happen. And opening Navy Pier, I mean, the International Terminal. I mean, there were.
Cows on parade. At one point, though, and I think Lois saw it too. I mean, at one point, it was not the financial freedom that existed during much of Lois's time, when she literally could do anything she wanted to do. And you two had both been around the scene for a number of years. When did you first start talking about, hey, maybe there's something we can do? 2011.
Wow. I think it was when Caroline was born.
Yeah, I think so.
When my daughter was born, that was 2008.
Okay,
was that
right.
And MB brought a Smith and Hawken catalog to my house. It was like a big one of those huge, like 200-page, cool catalogs of furniture, and I had no idea what. And she's like, "Dot, you know, it would be great if sometime we could work on something together," and I thought it was a great idea, but I had no idea, you know, what was it going to be? And it was just fun to think about, you know.
Well, when you would brainstorm, I mean, obviously you share a certain aesthetic. You certainly share a considerable charm, ladies. and it is a, you know, at one point you do want to get out from the bureaucracy that can be somewhat limiting and confining, even working with someone like Lois Weisberg. What was the initial idea? Because I know we talked, I wrote about you long ago in 2012.
People still remember that article.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The genius,
the power
of
the Chicago Tribune and Rick Hogan. Yes.
Yeah,
it's Rick.
Well,
all you.
You had toyed with a couple other ideas at first, right, before.
Well, we had talked, you know, over the years about wanting to do something together. And then really it was a meeting. I met with Leslie Hindman and was having lunch with her of Leslie Hindman Auctioneers. Extremely successful, brilliant businesswoman here in Chicago. She has auction houses throughout the country now. And we were just talking about, you know, the city and business, et cetera. And she said, oh my gosh, it was just like a light went off in her head. Dot, you know, I have so many clients who have things that they want to sell that aren't really right for the auction market. If you start a business, I'll refer people to you. And I'm like, wow, that's
Mary Beth. Hi.
Exactly.
How fast did that happen? Mary Beth.
And she answered my call. So,
right.
And
right.
We're off
yeah.
and running.
Did that immediately appeal to you? That notion.
Yeah. Well, Dot, because I was doing some production work for Frost Lighting for my friend Dave Kelly. And that was a lot of fun because that was very appealing. I knew that group from doing work with Dot and Lois, you know, setting up special events or any city promos. It was funny because when the whole thing opened, my mom, when she walked in, she said, well, this has been 20 years in the making. And,
oh, wow.
And my kids said the same thing.
Yeah.
They said, Mom, this is just so you. And Dot and I, we had, and, you know, because of Lois and her enthusiastic and bright mind, everything they did needed a physical presence.
Right.
And so when Dot called, of course, when Dot calls, I always answer. But and
think,
still do.
Well, you two
we
are
have
also,
different skill sets.
You two are also, you said your first place was at the Bridgeport Arts Center. And that was it's a beautiful, wonderful building. It's a
great
neighborhood. I don't want to belabor this because it's Mother's Day, but you two are the definition to me of working moms. How many kids do you have?
Three for me.
Four for me.
So you
There's
also
seven
were,
children out there tonight.
Also, well, they used to, yeah, seven lonely children.
Yeah, right.
Where are mothers? Where are mothers?
So much.
Did they do nice
not at my house.
Did they do nice things for you today?
They made some cute, really cute cards, and my daughter's little card from first grade had a bag of green tea in it for a relaxing day. So
that's pretty nice.
But this kind of what you're doing now with Coyle and Her, that's CoyleAndHerr.com, it gives you a certain freedom, too. I mean, as mothers of all of these broods of children. When are you open?
We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Wow, always true? You didn't?
No, we've had some different iterations of, you know, our hours. Like in the very beginning, we were open 10 days a month because we were still in our other jobs and
that's
doing different
right.
things. And then we went to 6 days a week and then we switched the days a little bit. Now we're Monday through Friday because really we're focusing on the trade, like the designer and the reseller.
And we increase
well, we got
our
a lot of
money.
Time here. We're going to take a break. You'll get the hours in the next half hour and more. Some talk about Lois Weisberg.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin.
Well, if you are a seeker of fine furnishings, artwork, rugs, I don't know what else is there. Coyle and Her is the name of the place. Coyle and Her with two R's .com is the name of the website. It's at 3031 North Rockwell. To those of you who remember, it is within a water balloon of the old Riverview, which was at Belmont and Western, incredibly accessible. These two nice, fine, smart moms, Dot Coyle and Mary Beth Her, own this place. They've been at it for now 4 years, first in Bridgeport Art Center and now at this nice 8,000-foot location. Before we get to the Lois Weisberg Collection, which is what I'm calling it, where do these items come from? Does someone call and say, oh, my mom and dad have moved to Florida and they have a huge house in Glencoe and they want to get rid of their stuff? Is that, I mean, is that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we feel Probably at least a dozen calls a day.
Really?
Yeah. And
there's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That seems like a lot to me.
Yeah. And a lot of email inquiries. I mean, it's quite an avalanche, actually. So
incoming.
For anyone waiting on a response.
Sorry.
Dot's going to get to tomorrow.
It's so, Mother's Day. Leave these two mothers alone.
She's busy.
Tomorrow's another day.
No,
are some people naive and not quite sure of what you do and say, hey, like we have 18 picnic tables and we want to get rid of them, stuff like that?
Well, what do you mean? Something that's
not sure what we carry?
Not quite to, yeah.
Well,
though. If you go to your website, you can figure it out, right?
Yeah, and I think, nobody really knows until they ask. So we appreciate the fact that people, inquire.
Yeah, and if there were 18 picnic tables, I probably would
MB
need to
would
see
take
them.
She'd be like, come on.
That sounds really
summer's coming.
Sounds great. We'll sell them to the park district.
Call us tomorrow.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, everything, we get so many great, like we did some things with a hotel that there was an item that was misdimensioned, and so they had over 100 of a table that needs to move along, and where are you going to go with that? And
wow.
We're perfect for that.
And they're multiplying.
One of the great things about it is not only are you surrounded every day by beautiful things, there is a surprise element to your life. It's not like you're going, working a punch press or something.
Absolutely.
There is a surprise. Do you get a surprise a day?
Oh, at least.
Easily.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when Dot walks in, I don't know what she's wearing, so that's a surprise. But every day there's something interesting.
What a joyful way to spend your professional life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think helping people, too, because, I mean, sometimes it's pretty hard what they're facing if somebody dies or if... You know, whatever the situation is that they have to figure it out.
Well, there is in many cases. It's not all joyful. My parents are retiring to, Boca Raton, a mansion in Boca Raton. It's some of it's death, some of it's divorce, some of it is, being transferred and moving away. So you are dealing with sort of in a tricky emotional ground.
That's where the service component really comes in. So it's just about kind of, steering people through the process. And
I would say, too, it's mostly people who have, divorce doesn't really come into play because that stuff tends to go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK because people want to move it along. But the
time is of the essence.
Right, exactly. That's another layer of psychology.
I did have some stuff, but my ex-husband burned it.
Yeah, right. Or someone gave away the china, perhaps.
I had some china, but I can't find it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. It's in a ditch. But But the people who are changing circumstances, lots of times there's a health circumstance going on.
Sure.
And, a transition or something. And that stuff is tricky.
This must be, though. I mean, the era of downsizing is upon us. I mean, I know more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why there are all these huge buildings, these skyscrapers in the South Loop, because people are downsizing that great.
Right.
And migration to the suburbs is over, and the kids all grew up and realized, man, it's boring out here. We got to come downtown. I'm sure there's a lot of that, too, for you, too.
And those are our buyers, too, believe it or not.
Exactly.
So, which is pretty fun because they're, shopping and looking and interested in what's coming in.
Now let's talk about the great Lois Weisberg, who had an impact in this town that will be felt forever as the Commissioner of Cultural Affairs. Someone will always bring up, as I did, Cows on Parade, but her influence and impact is much deeper than that. She's the one who I think really nurtured the late Maggie Daly and Rich about the importance of the arts and culture, not just, theater in the loop, but a broad swath of arts and culture and how that enriches the urban environment and enriches individual lives, especially as public schools, have lost many of those elements that I certainly grew up with in public school. You both love Lois, no question about it. We were all sad when she died, and here comes the necessity of dealing with, her kids, Jacob and Joseph and Kiki and all of her grandchildren dealing with... I laugh because I've been in Lois's apartment at her house in Michigan City, and it just... All of Lois's stuff, for lack of a better word. She was an avid collector of not just people, but stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Books. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'd say bonanza is what comes.
Right.
So the kids, obviously, I mean, how did it all come to be? I mean, I know the kids, and I know the kids well. They knew you were in the business and said, hey, can you help us?
Yeah, they're fantastic,
they're like their mom.
And we're happy to be able to step in. And when it was time, you know, they sent several boxes of different things. And we just said, send anything that you want. You know, we would love to take it. And so we set up a loft space upstairs in the warehouse with her treasures. I mean, these flower frogs that she collected. And I remember her talking about flower
Describe
frogs.
Describe a flower frog.
Well, I never knew what it really was until,
she was Lois.
Many things. I never heard of it. I have
a thousand flower frogs. And okay, good, Lois, good.
Is that a frog? Or what's the flower part of it? But anyway, finally, you go into her apartment, you see all this amazing stuff. But she must have had about 40 at least.
She had quite a few.
But a flower frog is just this very cool ceramic, or I guess it could be glass thing that has holes in the top, and they're for just to display flowers.
Are they in the shape of frogs?
No, the frog. I don't know
kidding.
What the frog.
I'm thinking, well,
no. Well, she has one that is in the shape of a frog, but they, you know, they range in diameter. They tend to be circular, but they can, you know, they come in different forms. But I think it has a Japanese heritage, and it's about flower arranging, and especially if you have a shallow pool or something. Because if flowers just fall to the side, you want to pick these flowers up. And so a flower frog gives you more flower arrangement options. And in the beautiful way of Lois, you can't just have one flower frog, because if you see one flower frog, there's something beautiful about the next one. And they're awesome, because I'm sure she saw a flower arrangement coming out of every...
That's what
I saw when I saw in her bookshelf. I'm like,
interesting.
Oh, there's some.
We have just dipped into the Lois Weisberg collection that is sitting very cozily at Coyle and Her, 3031 North Rockwell, Coyle ANDHERR.com. Elif, who is going down to do her other show. Thanks, Elif, for producing this one. We'll put that on the website. We'll take a short break, and we'll continue on with Dot and Mary Beth on this Mother's Day.
Than the greatest love the world has known.
I may actually play Frank Sinatra during every show. This is a terrific CD. It's called Might As Well Be Swing, Count Basie and Frank Sinatra. The duo of Dot Coyle and Mary Beth Herr are as cool as Sinatra and Count Basie. They run Coyle and Herr at 3031 North Rockwell. All this stuff will be on the website if you don't roll out of bed and write it down right now. We're talking about their 8,000 square feet and some of the items from the estate, from the life of Lois Weisberg, our dear mutual friend and the Commissioner of Cultural Affairs in this town. We're just talking about the frog things. What else have you got of Lois's?
Well, a lot of books came out of her library. She had one bedroom that was reserved pretty much as her office, so it was lined with dozens of books, just shelf after shelf, so that's pretty fun. And the kids really, you know, in our world, this is really the perfect consignment, because the kids and the grandkids, they really, you know, there were so many treasures in her apartment or her condo, and she that's always gratifying to see when family really does feel the spirit of the person, you know, because that's important, you know, because I mean we enjoy what we do, but we're not takers.
You're not pirates.
Yeah, you're not
Simon Legree.
Right, exactly. So for Lois's stuff, when it comes in, it's funny because, you know, we said just move it out, do whatever you got to do. And then what came to us, that was pretty awesome. Because when we went in there and met, you know, just to do the first walkthrough, of course, it's just fun to take it all in. But
sure.
Then to unpack everything.
Oh, that must have been so special.
It's like
special.
All new again.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. When you unpack it and you just see these, you know, a Chihuly art book and then this exhibit we did at Garfield Park, Nikki in the Garden. And I mean, plus all her theater books. She had so many. And we didn't even meet her until she was in her 60s. So
right,
she had done all these amazing things
she
before.
Had an amazing, she really had an amazing life. But you must also, not all the time, but you two must get a sense when things come in of the life of others. You know, if it's a couch or a table, it must be, I mean, that's a kind of a wonderful, I think, kind of emotional thing. Because if you don't know who they were, you didn't have a relationship with them, there's still something you can construct in your own mind about
the way
these people, that what a joyful thing that. What a,
and if people want to consign, they tend to be, you know, they're in a pretty good mood because they're happy that there is someplace that, you know, that is in the business of what we're doing. And, you know, we try and talk to the people in advance just to get a feel from them because consignment isn't for everyone. And if someone has an expectation, we don't want to disappoint them. We know the market. We know it's a buyer's market. And the sooner we get that on the table, the better. But one gal, there was it was interesting because she was in Skokie and I just saw like four pictures come in. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is a meter. You know, you need to go and meet these people. And she, her daughter and I sat and talked, and it was just this very nondescript building in Skokie. And this woman was a decorator, really, I think around Lois's age, actually.
Yeah.
She was probably in her 90s when she passed away, which was recent. And she worked with a designer in town, Richard Himmel, and You could just.
And I went to school with John Himmel.
Oh, see?
You could feel
it
coming out of this stuff.
I knew Dick Himmel.
So the jubilation of the pieces that speak to each other, it's you know, for someone
who
geeks out on this stuff like I do, it's pretty amazing. And then you get their stories and, you know, a lot of it speaks
for itself. You're learning about, I mean, on a constant daily basis, you were learning about lives.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
These are the manifestations of the way someone lived,
right.
But
yes.
You're also learning why they might have purchased this sofa in Britain or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah.
I have not been until tonight sort of as aware of what you're actually doing as I am now.
Well, that's the best part.
And the buyers like that.
Yeah,
too.
And the buyers we get so many interesting buyers, and the karma of the buyer tends to match. We have this really fabulous Steve from Stephen Phillip comes in, and he just is a brilliant designer, and he can gravitate to the most beautiful thing for the exact reason that we took it in. And he picked up this beautiful artwork. He was doing a friend's office, I think, on Michigan Avenue. I believe she was a therapist. And so, you know, I mean, we're the lucky middleman position.
Yeah, but it seems, I mean, there's an emotional life to these items.
Right. And the buyers really do appreciate and they're interested in that. I mean, it's not all, you know, it's hard to get that across online sometimes, I think. But
I think it's impossible. Frankly, I think it's impossible to get online, as many things are impossible to get online.
Yeah.
But you should come in and see. And just walk around. I haven't been to the new place. It's unbelievable to me because it's so close to Call of the Wild School for Dog, which I helped found. I at least gave it the name at 3031 North Rockwell. But I remember walking around the other place, too, and it was, you know, you just sit in some chair and you wonder, where is this chair from?
Right.
Who sat in this chair?
Yeah.
Speaking of those chairs,
we have
the picture, the story you did on Lois. And she's sitting in that rococo chair with the pink velvet, kind of a salmon color. We have a pair of those. And those are just, I mean, talk about a lot of Lois coming through.
See, I have often felt, not to get too romantic, but it helps, Mother's Day, that you can, the reason I like old books and used books is I really do believe that the warmth of people who have read them before is still somehow in those pages.
Yeah.
And that's got to be even more true of a couch where someone lay down, got over a hangover, or kissed his first girlfriend, or did something like
right.
that.
You never know.
Yeah, this sounds like something out of a Stephen King novel now. You two moms seem incredibly happy with the decision you made some years ago to do this, aren't you?
It's been a great journey. I mean, I've learned a ton, I have to say, about something I really didn't know much about at all. But it's just, it's great. And we get to meet so many nice people, interesting, you know, just.
And you're open from 9 to 5 every day, except Saturdays and Sundays?
Correct. Yep. But you can still go online on the weekend.
Yeah, you really should. Your website is fantastic. I don't say that about
many.
We
have a fabulous photographer. I mean, Amy. Because we do give a... I know you can't take it all in online, but you kind of can if you really give each piece. You know, we'll never get everything online, but what we do put online, we sincerely try and give it a little love and on.
The stuff is beautiful.
Yeah.
Dot Coyle and Mary Beth Herr, two friends of mine, they're business partners at Coyle and Herr, 3031 North Rockwell Street, Coyle and Herr with two R's, C-O-Y-L. Ellif will put this on the website. You don't have to worry about it. Ladies, happy Mother's Day. Go home to your kids.
Thank you so much,
Rick.
Go home
to your kids and make sure that all of that Lois stuff finds really good homes.
We're on it.
We are
all right. Great to see you both.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Get a little commercial break, then I will sign off this edition of After Hours.